Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 13th of November 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7 ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, 7140 MHz by Dale VK7DG, 14130 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, and 28525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15 thanks to Mark VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. And you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. And ham radio promotion in the icy continent. Well, Warren VK0 Whiskey November let us know that it was his turn to write the weekly station newsletter for Casey Station. And the following extract is reproduced with permission from Warren. My passion is amateur radio. After I arrived at Casey, the hobby hut was quickly pointed out to me as an ideal ham shack location, and turns out previous hams have used it as well. The hobby hut is a workshop available for recreational users and is set up for woodworking activities and the like. The warm atmosphere inside and scent of timber offcuts makes it a very cozy hangout. After settling in at Casey, I eventually rigged up my radio and started calling on the shortwave bands. This was something odd about hams trying to get to remote places and then trying desperately to make contact with home and other locations around the world. Anyway, to date, I've made nearly 600 contacts, about half to Australia and about half to 40 other countries. Contacts vary from being a brief exchange of call signs and signal reports to extended chats or rag chewing, going for an hour or so. Certainly a hobby that I enjoy, especially when curious people join me in the hut. That's a quick wrap for this week. Signing off and going QRT 73D Warren VK0 Whiskey November. QSL News, a report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 11th of November 2022 is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have recently changed your call sign or have received your first call sign, please let Herman know. The year you started using your call sign would be handy for Herman, as some cards received are occasionally from more than a decade ago. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email at vk7bureau, or one word, at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And event news, the conference news. Well, the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo wrap-up. The weekend started with the 4th of November barbecue, and our records tell us that 62 people came along and enjoyed the lovely weather and barbecue. We then moved to the conference on Saturday the 5th of November from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, and this saw the following presentations in front of 116 attendees. The How and Why of Youth Engagement with Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, who is the ARRL Education and Training Person. Remote Station Operation, Don't Miss That Elusive or Rare DX with Scott Williams, VK3KJ, VK3K or K04GTC. Electrical Safety from a Medical, Not Engineering Perspective with Dr. Kevin, VK4UH. Worldwide Flora and Fauna in VK with Paul, VK5PAS. Interference Mitigation with QRM Guru with Ian, VK3BUF. Trying to extend the 10 GHz terrestrial world record over the Hawaii-California path with Rex, VK7MO. QRP SOTA builds in the United States with Adam, K6ARK. 122, 134 gigahertz developments and demonstration with David, VK5KK, G.A. Taylor. Humorous look at a VK amateur radio giant with VK2ZRH. DATV developments in VK with Peter, VK3BFG. Ideas on how to use your club for AR promotion with yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And finishing off with the Alara Meet 2023 with Linda, VK7QP. Moving to the Sunday, the 6th of November, was the expo held in the Burb Foyer and Studio Theatre. The vendors and information stands included ICOM debut there, IC905 in VK at the expo. The vendors and information stands included All About DX with their Australian hex beam, which ended up with Steve, VK700. Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, DX Systems with a very nice linear amplifier, ICOM Australia Proprietary Limited, of course, with their IC905, the 9700, the 705, the T10, and the ID51 ICOM radios. JCAR had many items. The Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club had their RFID horse tracking system in full swing. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Rotarians of Amateur Radio, Spooktech with many antennas, connectors, rigs and many other items for sale. There was a Summits on the Air stand, a Volunteer Examiner Australia stand, a WIA stand and a Worldwide Flora and Fauna stand. And the pre-loved equipment stands were from VK7 Whiskey Hotel, Kilo Bravo, Lima Charlie Whiskey, Kilo Romeo Juliet and also Reist. The impressive raffle prize pool was huge and was won by the following people. The ICOM IC705 transceiver and LC192 backpack from Reist was won by VK7RX. The Rig Expert AA650 Zoom antenna analyzer from RF Solutions was won by VK4ANL. The 122 GHz transverter system from David, VK7KK, was won by VK3HY. TETMtron gift card from TETMtron was won by VK7IG. The Shack Patch Pack by 3 from Antark Inc. was won by VK2NMZ, VK7TRF and VK3ATV. The Woxon KG UVD1P handheld from Spooktech was won by VK5XFG. The Diamond SG7200 mobile antenna from Justin, VK7TW, was won by VK7 India Oscar. And the QRM Kill Kits by 2 from QRM Guru were won by VK7ZLB and VK7 Hotel Whiskey. Nano VNAH from Ham Radio DX was won by VK5ZD and VK5JST's LCD SWR and power meter from Justin, VK7TW, was won by VK7VDC, and the two by handmade original conference pens made by Rick, VK7RI, were won by VK3DXE and VK5KK. And the last one, the Australian Ham Radio Handbook from Peter, VK3YE, was won by Roberto with a no call. Thanks to everyone who was involved in making this a very successful weekend. Photos are available on the conference website, 73 from the Conference and Expo Organising Committee. And statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Nets, another great night with the Northwest Coast and the Hobart Hackerspace being able to join in. We saw the following participants: VK7, ZGK, DW, PD, TED, WP, ZCF, TW and HHS, all sharing 27 photos. There were various subjects like tourist shots of multi-lane escalators and rocky coastlines, amateur at the control of an airliner, oh my god, a vehicle with a antenna array for their VHF field day, HF magnetic loop and electronic workshops, a newer PMG communications pit, a heavy machinery and V8 engine display, pet dogs and gardens, someone with a cunning plan, and sunsets, a close-up of the moon, and an excellent series of shots showing the various stages of the recent lunar eclipse. And remember, Ken, VK7KRJ's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site allows anyone who sends an SSTV picture the ability to check them on his page almost immediately, anytime both South and North Tasmania. A reminder, in southern Tasmania, VK7RAF 146650 with a minus 600 offset can be used locally and linked to VK7RJG by using different CTCSS tones. 123Hz for local southern operation and 141.3Hz for linking RAF and RJG, which is 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset. We get underway around 7:30 p.m. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And the contest news, the WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day. And in 2 weeks' time, it will be the WIA Spring VHF UHF Field Day. And this year, it will be from 0100 UTC on Saturday the 26th through to 0059 UTC Sunday the 27th of November 2022. There are a number of sections and then subsections, so there is something for everybody. Broadly speaking, there are two main streams for participants: those that are happy to pack up a fair bit of their shack, associated bits and bobs, then reassemble it in some remote spot, discover they've forgotten to pack something, brave or enjoy the weather conditions, supply power, make some contacts, then do the reverse, pack it all up, take it home. And then there is those that are not quite as mad and they operate from the comfort of their shack. Then there are the rovers. They are the special individuals as they move about and repeat and the portable things all over the place. It's a great day of fun and there will be many people out about, and so why not allocate some time to come and exchange some numbers on that weekend? You can rework stations after 2 hours, and the usual logging programs support the contest, and you just need to determine what your six-digit Maidenhead Square locator is from your operating location, and there are many smartphone apps to attain this. Check out the WIA website for all the rules and other information, and if anyone would like some help with any aspect of the field day, Richard VK7ZBX is happy to offer assistance along with a wealth of knowledge and experience of other members. Just reach out and we'll do what we can to assist. He is hoping for a great spring day. Hear you on the bands, 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And news from the Northwest. The Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net second year anniversary. Last Wednesday night was the second anniversary of the 2-metre net held on Wednesday nights on the 2-metre VK7 RMD repeater at Penguin. The net was initially started to help amateurs to interact with others during the COVID period. Mount Duncan was chosen as it was a large radio footprint from far northwest Tasmania back to the hills south of Mount Duncan and able to be accessed in the Launceston area and from many locations via a handheld. The net has 5 to 10 regulars from a wide area, VK7MAD Andy at Montague, VK7BV Terry with a handheld at Ulverston, amateurs in Lonnie, including VK7PAK and NSS, and persistent VK7RC Ross, who uses the net nights to fine-tune the beams he has made to enable him to better access the repeater from his Lonnie QTH. Other regulars include VK7HSC, BYL, WP, KT and others. We also have a few listeners, amateurs who no longer transmit, or some who don't have an amateur radio license who just enjoy the evening banter and may report in via social media or text. Last Wednesday night, we were joined by newcomers VK7FISH and also VK6NDX, who is touring the state and was listening from Smithton, and VK3KV Greg calling in from Lakes Entrance in Victoria. When the propagation is running, we enjoy having VK3s join in with Brody, VK3MAP, a regular. We run a round robin net, giving everyone a chance to have a say, comment, ask questions, and whether radio related or on another topic. A big thank you to those who support the net each night, and we will continue to run the net every Wednesday night while people join in. And thanks to Shirley VK7HSC, who has stepped in as net controller when I've been unwell. And that's from Eric VK7EV, the net controller. And Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club meeting, and please note the change of venue for the day only. On the 3rd of December, the club meeting will be held at Legion Park, which is off the esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston. Before the meeting, we will be having a barbecue commencing at midday at Legion Park, and the park is accessed by turning east into Maud Street off Queen Street, following the road to the river and the barbecue facilities. This is a BYO food and drinks event. On site, there will be two electric barbecues, toilets, running water, and some seating and tables under cover. The club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and a small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. The alternate barbecue venue will be Air Force Park off Tasma Parade, West Ulverston. It is south of the Recreation Centre, which has toilets, limited seating and tables, two electric barbecues, no running water, and some seating and tables under cover. If the weather conditions don't allow for outside barbecue and meeting, then we will be holding the meeting at the usual venue, which is the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. And news from the north, the SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. And the Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact OWL on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from OWL, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Even though it has been a very quiet week, as far as absolutely no news arriving at the reporter's desk, time-wise it seems to have vanished. This time last Friday, as the broadcast notes were being penned, we were in the midst of trying to finish the load-up of two vehicles with electronic equipment, which hopefully, once it was reassembled, would be a working equine RFID tracking system to be displayed at the Hobart Expo. We managed to head south, allowing as much time as possible to crawl through the Midlands Highway roadworks, and managed to make the Get to Know You barbecue held at the Rees Club Rooms. The organisers should be well pleased with the VK and ZL turnout for this event. There were times when we wondered whether there were more non-VK7s there than us. We were lucky enough to receive a guided tour of the Maritime Monitoring Facility located next to the Rees Club Rooms, and was amazingly informative visit, covering historic radio equipment through to the current network of remotely connected sites throughout Tasmania. To augment the radio side of things, some remote sites had the ability to return live high-resolution video via remotely controlled cameras. This tour really was the icing on the cake, or probably more accurately, the icing on the hamburger, seeing it was a barbecue. A thank you to the NTARC members who helped with the club working equine endurance ride monitoring and logging equipment setup display. The equipment load in on Saturday night and back on deck at 7 a.m. on the Sunday morning. We then assembled staffing and pulled down again on Sunday afternoon, going seamlessly. Well done to VK7's Idris, ZIR, Andre, ZAB, Peter, KPC, Colin, ZCF, Lionel ZLB, Tony ZTT, Ian IG, and Stefan VK7ZSB. Sorry if I missed anybody, it was all a bit of a blur. It certainly was a fun day at the Expo, with the exchanges of tracking and logging ideas and information with many areas of VK and even ZL. We will definitely stay in touch with one group to see how it ended up with their kayaking entrance over the 200-kilometre course. This one should prove an interesting one. The overall Northern VK7 representation was down on what one would have hoped for, but unfortunately sometimes you don't have to say in when you get sick or even literally can get back on your feet, let alone travel. It's a shame, after all the excitement and anticipation that you build up over time for an event like this. Hopefully videos and some of the Saturday presentations may be available, as well as the expo on Sunday. If available, these will be very much a worthwhile watch. Yours truly was lucky enough to be drawn in the raffle and receive a prize, which ironically is a year's membership to REEST. I will fill out the paperwork in and send it in, fingers crossed, and hopefully they will accept another Northerner hi-hi. If it hasn't been covered on the broadcast yet, it soon will be, but from our perspective, the conference and expo was an outstanding success, and organising committee must be congratulated for an excellently executed event. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, back to the usual roundup, the Equine Endurance event. The state championships at Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale, on the 18th and 19th of November is rapidly coming up. This is a request for additional crew members to help us handle this 24-hour event starting at midnight. Please advise if you're able to assist for any length of time during daylight hours by emailing Roger, VK7ARM, or catch up with the secretary at the coffee mornings or technical sessions. Upcoming events, the Club Technical Night, Wednesday the 16th of November, held at the NTARC Clubroom, 7:30pm until late. Test and TechNet, Wednesday the 23rd of November, the TestNet CW course on 3.580 from 7 to 7:30, and the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 until about 8:30, and your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. SSTV Net, held every Thursday night at on the 70-centimetre repeater VK7RJG and linked to the south via repeater VK7RAF, conducted from 7:30pm, and these SSTV images will be available on the NTARC websites under blogs soon after the event. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Get warm while you watch and catch up. Time will be from 10am until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. We currently have a couple of QSL cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in, check out the QSL box, and join us for a cuppa and a chat. And finally, a reminder to all those members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items will be received no later than 5pm on Friday prior to the broadcast. And remember, equipment photos and radio propagation maps are also available on the NTARC website under blogs for this week's broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the Secretary of NTARC. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, End of Year Barbecue. REEST invites you to an end-of-year barbecue at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms on Wednesday the 7th of December 2022 from 5pm. This is an event where we can celebrate a fantastic year for REEST with a nice snag, hamburger or veggie burger with onions on top, of course. Bring along your favourite beverage in moderation, of course, and enjoy the company. We hope to see you along, 73 from the REEST Committee. And training and assessment. REEST's next foundation license training and all assessment day is Saturday the 26th of November 2022. And if you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett know, VK7KK, who is the REEST learning organiser, by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REEST website contact form. Check out the REEST Foundation License training videos that can be found on the REEST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And also check out the REEST Facebook events for further details. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And the DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with coverage of the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo, which was covered above, so we won't be repeating that. We did cover some interesting 3D-printed Raspberry Pi cases that have been customised with Justin, VK7TW's call sign, thanks to Dave, VK5DG. this coming Wednesday night is the DATV Experimenters Nights, and we will be taking a look at the Portsdown 4, a digital ATV project that Peter Cousins, VK3BFG, talked about in his Tassie Ham Radio Conference presentation, and of course much more. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We go out on RF, DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel, 73 from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And regular VK7 events and gatherings over the coming months. Regular gatherings. So, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 5 p.m. ADST. SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna, meetings Mondays and Fridays, 10.30 a.m. to 12 noon. At Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Sessions, Rochelie Clubrooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday the 16th of November from 7.30 p.m. in the NTARC Clubrooms. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 23rd of November. Testnet CW course 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7.30 and TechNet 3.567 MHz from 7.30 to 8.30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. Local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. The Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8.30 p.m. local. The Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX Net, 144.190 USB. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. The Reist Wags Wednesday afternoon group meets in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 12 noon and Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7.30 p.m. live in the clubrooms and also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. VK7 SSTV Net held every Thursday night via the North-South link VK7 RAF RJG from 7.30 p.m. and in the North and Northwest VK7 RJG on 438.55-7, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600, and CTCSS tone 141.3. To link RAF north-south, CCARC 28th of November SSTV night from 7.30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2-meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of the month. Events, NWTARC, 3rd of December, barbecue and club meeting and show and tell Legion Park, which is off the esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston from noon. Reist 7th of December, club end of year barbecue from 5 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. VK7, June 2023 is the VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. Alara, November the 2023, Alara Meet 2023 in Hobart, Tasmania. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7PD, repeaters Reist NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TPE, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF-CB 15 VK7FMAC. And DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern Tasmania and VK7RAA in Southern Tasmania. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group, and the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, 73 and stay safe from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.